I sat on the committee, the Department of Transportation committee that awarded these grants and ranked Valley City as the highest grant. So in that capacity, I was invited, and also in the capacity that the Main Street Initiative is a program that's being administered by the Department of Commerce. And I specifically have overview of that program. So I'm here to see, embrace what you guys are doing and help in any way that I can.
Sean, there was only a few cities selected for this Main Street Initiative. Valley City was one of them. How many other cities in this state?
I believe there were four other cities that received full grants and one other city that received a partial grant. So it's an elite group of all the communities. There's the way that this award works is there's an urban and a rural grant. Okay. So all the urban centers, so the top 13, I think, were available or eligible to apply. And Valley City ranked the highest.
There's a lot of people who are excited about this.
Good.
But there's a little pushback, too, from some citizens here in Valley City. Are you getting that from other cities, or are you getting just positive?
No. I think change is difficult for a lot of people. Change for change's sake is probably inappropriate, but there's a plan in place that Valley City has. They're working on the comprehensive plan, and so it's not done without input. You know, from what I understand, a lot of citizens had the ability to come in and make suggestions to alter the direction of this project specifically. But that passion is good. That just tells me that there's people in Valley City that are passionately tied to the success. And just because they have a difference of opinion doesn't mean that they're not passionate about Valley City being successful. So I think you could look at it that way as well, is that it's not necessarily a negative. If everybody was on the same page all the time and you had a lack of diversity of thought, that means you're going to have a lack of diversity of opinion as well, and maybe some ideas that would never even be considered. So I'm actually encouraged by some opposition.
Correct me if I'm wrong or put it into other words. Governor Burgum was here, and I think the whole focus behind the Main Street is to make downtowns attractive again and people come back. Is that kind of part of the focus?
The one metric that we are going to judge ourselves successful or not successful with the Main Street program is population. Because in today's world, every single person that is eligible to be in the workforce is bombarded with job offers and opportunity. There's 30,000 open jobs in North Dakota. There's more jobs than there are people to fill them nationally. People have options. They can choose to live pretty much anywhere they want. If our communities don't offer an attractive reason to come to them, then we're going to miss out on that opportunity. And if we start missing out on population, that means we don't have the workforce to have our businesses expand. That means that our schools aren't going to have children to educate. We're using population as our number one metric for success for the Main Street program.